Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Audio bandwidth for the Daily Gizwiz is provided by AOL Music and Spinner.com, where you can get free MP3s, exclusive interviews, and more. Video bandwidth for the Daily Gizwiz is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. It's time for the Daily Gizwiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1029 for Thursday, February 18th, 2010. The Keychain Camcorder.
And now, get ready for Dick.
I do look forward to Thursdays in the Daily Gizwiz because we find that the Thursday theme is among all the themes, perhaps the most deeply, richly textured, the most cultural, the most classical theme. And now the Gizwiz Chamber Orchestra, Opus 94 in F major, the Thursday theme. The Daily Gizwiz.
Did you fall off your ball, sir, during that?
Dane came running in here.
Oh, that's so funny.
I was just miming that.
Oh, were you really?
Were you
okay.
Watching? You must have been watching.
You know, you should really pan down one day because people don't realize that ball has training wheels on.
Thank
it's
God.
Just, I thought after all these years, someone would take them off.
Oh my goodness! Hello, Dickie D.
Leo, how you doing?
Wait,
now
I'm...
in real, let's see. You've already done your app thing, right?
Or is it today? Oh no, I did that last week. What are you talking about?
Oh, that's right. That's right. Last week.
Yeah.
You were a.
And I'm sure it went very well.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah,
I bet.
But we won't know till I do it this Friday. Last week.
Oh, okay. Wow. This Friday or Thursday, because I want to watch.
Well, if you're listening to the show
live,
it's this Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern. I mean, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. If you're listening to the show as a podcast, it was last week.
Yeah, but you must have it somewhere on Twit.
We streamed. Oh, yeah. It's Mac Break Weekly. Actually, you could.
Yeah.
So you could download the Mac Break Weekly episode.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Perfect.
But get the video, because that's when you see the explosion and the whole thing with the curtains falling down and catching on fire.
Wow. Oh, it's a typical Twit production.
Yes, it is. My goodness.
This week in Techno Pirates.
Who would have thought that it would cost so much money to have the fire department come and douse those fires?
Oh, yeah, they're used to it.
Boy, that bill.
They know once you're in town, they just set out an extra truck.
Yeah. Oh, Leo's in town. Get ready.
Get ready. Hey, give a quick run over to YouTube. I think it should be up by now because I just uploaded it.
What?
YouTube and search for Mad Keychain Camera.
Is this something new that you're doing? Are you doing little YouTube videos?
Well, no. I just wanted to, rather than describe it to you, the video output, I thought I would put a little, you know, like with the little Kobe thing, I put a thing up on YouTube.
Oh, so this is a camera that goes on your keychain.
Yeah.
And it's a video camera?
Yes, Leo. It's just.
Wow.
Is it up there?
Give me some time.
Okay.
Jeez, Louise. Is it the iLogic? No, that's old.
No, it should say Mad Keychain Camera.
Hmm.
Oh, boo.
Yeah, well, how long ago did you upload that?
About an hour.
Oh, it should be there. And do you have what's your Mad account on YouTube? Maybe that would help.
Mad Maddest.
So if I go Mads to youtube.com/Mads Maddest?
Yeah, that should come up.
All right, well, let's try that. Mads Maddest.
All right. Now, I went through my mail. I just have 500 or 600 emails here.
Is that the, there is no Mads Maddest. Maybe Mad Maddest?
Try Mad Maddest. Because I had Dennis come in and I showed it to him.
Well, I'm sure it's there, but you got to give me the right URL. Here it is. It's Mad Maddest. There's no S. Mad Maddest.
Okay, and
okay,
is it there?
Here it is, the keychain cam. And you know
there
what?
You go.
Hey, Dick, you could make some money on this. You know how many people have watched this video so far?
No,
17 people.
Oh, okay, in an hour?
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge, man. Okay, let's take a look. Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you watching at home, for the rest of you, you're just going to have to listen in. And in fact, I'm going to set this for the highest quality, 480p.
Wow. You come into Mad Magazine, you see Alfred's statue.
Is this
you no
it?
Longer have a receptionist. Yeah.
This was taken with a keychain camera?
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
No. Oh, did it freeze?
No, I stopped it. I wanted to talk to you.
Yeah.
Well, there's some guy in the background talking. So I can't, I don't want to.
Oh, okay.
Well, now my computer, this computer is bulky. Wasn't bulky in the...
But Superman, right now he's out of work. So Superman mans the desk. This is that little $16 camcorder. I have no idea where I'm aiming it.
This looks great.
It's really tiny. And obviously there's no lens, a screen, or anything. So just aim and shoot. And there's some original art. Just walk right on by, Mr. Carrada. This is one of the
he's used to it.
Long-time employees.
Just Dick's it's, doing something else.
About 1 in the afternoon, he's just getting
I have to say, Dick, the quality of the camera is great.
And
it's
this
got
is original art.
Date and time imprinted on it.
That was commissioned for MAD. We call it the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
Only,
like I said, I have no idea what it's going to look like, so I'm just going to aim this end.
It's 4x3.
This little test with hopefully he's in frame. Our own mascot, Alfred. Yes.
Okay, I can see one problem. You can't tell where it's aimed. Well, what does it look like? Let me see this thing. That's amazing.
It was $16.90.
Dick, I'm telling you, this video, this is great. It looks like broadcast quality video.
Well, Leo, it's all what it is the place I got it from on eBay was Joy My Zone was the seller. It's anywhere from... That's the cheapest price I saw.
What's the maker? $16.90.
On some websites, it's $50, $49.95.
Jeez.
And so you charge it
So it's
it
about
up,
as big as the kind of a battery. Fob that you'd get from your car company that lets you...
That's exactly. Yeah. And it has a couple fake things on it, so you think it's a car.
Oh, so you're saying this is a spy cam.
It could be. You just aim it. There's no lens. There's no nothing. There's a tiny little opening where the lens is.
So you could throw your keys on the table... And just stick them there, leave it on. How many hours of recording or minutes of recording?
To the little spec sheet, 15 minutes.
15.
50.
50. Oh, that's enough to get the guy firing you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. 30 frames a second. It shoots still photos.
I'm a little nervous. I think people have been in here with those. To be careful what I say from now on.
Cords on an SD card that you provide, but it takes up to a 16 gigabyte micro SD card. I love this. I just love it. And the video I thought was pretty amazing for something so inexpensive.
I'm seeing it on eBay. And the search on eBay is like car keychain camera or something like that. Here's an eBay. Buy it now for $8.
What?
$8. Is that it?
Oh, Leo, what's the shipping?
Because
mine was $16.90 free shipping.
Shipping and handling. Yeah, they do. But, I think eBay's clamped down on that, where you have $50 shipping or whatever.
Yeah, right.
Well, let me try buying it, because I said I would buy everything. And, boy, I would love this.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
This is really...
$4.19 shipping, so it's $12.
Oh, I got ripped off. You buy a
you
piece
paid
of
too much.
when you pay $16.90.
Wow, this is amazing.
You It's crazy. It's.
I'm buying it right now. That's it for $12.
Dennis bought one a few minutes ago. Dennis got totally ripped off. He paid $17 for his.
I mean, I can't. I will play the video again. This is. They say 480 video, 480p video. 720 by 480, 30 frames a second.
And it shoots still. Shoots still pictures.
The sound was quite good. The color looks pretty good. I mean, I'm sure it doesn't have white balance. This is in an office where there's not a lot of light, so that's
kind of... These are the overhead fluorescent lights in the office.
It's kind of amazing, to be honest with you.
Yeah. It comes with a little USB cable. Software's on it. As soon as you plug it in, the software comes up. I just love it.
This is remarkable, Dick. I'm kind of blown away by the quality. And it just shows you, these flip cams, this is probably the guts of a flip cam.
You're probably right. Let me just close this down. In case the person who sent it to me, who sent me the email about this, is in the chat room, would you come forward? It's really great. There's someone, Leo, I think someone found it for $11.99. Oh, that's what you paid, right?
Including shipping, yeah. I followed a link from the chat room, to believe it or not. I mean,
oh, okay, then you did get that. It's just unbelievable. No, people are seeing 99 cents. That's to start the bidding.
Right. This was a buy it now, $8 and $4 shipping, something like that. So that's got to be. I mean, that's amazing, Dick. We're going to wipe this person out. They say they have more than 10, and since we only have 5 listeners, I think we're good.
But everybody's going to buy 2 or 3.
Yeah, so only buy one per customer.
Do you realize if I were making 10%,
you'd have
getting like a buck to
$15, or something.
Yeah, I could come away.
You'd be loaded.
Whoa, my mind can't even comprehend those kinds of figures. Thanks for working at Twit for that.
Yeah. Now, if PayPal will just respond, I'm a little concerned because I'm afraid that people are going to buy it out from under me. We've talked about this now.
Okay, but you know what? If you want it that badly, you may have to go another $3. I know it's going to hurt, but...
I need more money.
More money. Right, the car keychain mini DVR.
Okay, I have to enter this code in. Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Okay.
442... Okay, we're going to submit that. I'm seconds away from being the proud owner of a car keychain. Confirm payment, $12.17. That's a good deal for a camera like that.
What are you kidding?
I just think of the, that's it. All done.
All done.
And, and you know, even if the guy doesn't send it, it's only out $12, but it is covered by PayPal buyer protection and all that.
Yeah, no, you'll love it. It's just, you have to have it just to have it.
I see some of the differences. Some are 8 gigs, some are 4 gigs. You can get more storage.
Oh, okay. See? Which you provide, but I guess.
Oh, you provide the storage? You put the thing in?
Yeah.
Oh,
you know, for $12, it's not so bad, Leo. I know you're disappointed.
Next time Apple has an event, that's what I'm bringing. And if Steve Jobs asked me, I'm just saying, no, I'm trying to open my car door.
I'm trying to start my car. Yeah, exactly. No. You know, I left my car unlocked, and I'm just locking it. But could you talk a little louder?
You know what, though, Dick? I have to say, you got to think, the privacy is now officially dead, right? Anybody could have one of these anytime, and it looks just like a keychain. How would you know the difference?
You don't.
You don't.
You do not.
You do not.
The only thing is that people suspected me because I don't own a car.
You know,
why
it wasn't that so much as that when you pressed the button, you went, oh,
oh. Oh, that's it. I'll do that.
Yeah,
I'll do that. Next.
Okay,
just, I'll do that.
That's
next.
That's my tip to you. You know, here come the
letters, those lovely letters. Here come the Gizwiz letters.
And now a letter to the editor. From Dick.
And from a longtime fan and oftentime writer, Kevin Sell.
Oh, yes.
Weather person.
He does the weather podcast called Weather Brains, right?
Is Weather Brains. Weather and Brains. He says, I'm catching up. I finally caught up with my daily giz whizzing after some time off. Thanks so much for the plugs over the holidays. Audie, congratulations on the podcast award. It's well-deserved. Your new website looks fantastic. Lastly, I heard you and Leo talking about El Nino the other day. Leo wasn't quite correct in his assessment.
Oh, good, because he's a weatherman now. So
he's a weatherman.
Yeah, I'll trust him.
Interesting. He said, I have been doing quite a bit of research on this topic using data from the National Climatic Data Center in Asheville, North Carolina. That facility is the storehouse of all weather records in the country. I'm thinking about submitting a paper to the American Meteorological Society detailing a very interesting and undeniable pattern.
Yes.
The numbers clearly show the severity of weather systems across the country is directly related to the crappiness of the gadgets on Tuesdays. When Leo reviewed the iPhone, the nation enjoyed a delightful, sunny week.
Yes.
The third time he reviewed the Logitech Nano Mouse, a blizzard roared across the country. As a television meteorologist, I feel some sense of responsibility to alert the DGW community. When he gets around to the titanium toothpick bird, head for higher ground.
Head for higher ground.
Hope you guys are well, Kevin Sell. Yeah, see? You make news, you make weather, Leo. You're just
It's very multi-purpose. Interesting. Don't you find that interesting?
Yeah. Wow. So what was your thing Tuesday? Was the crap-o-matic? What was your thing on Tuesday?
Yeah, the glove with a hole in it.
Oh, the glove. Oh, typhoons. Oh, you still have them on. Okay.
Well, at least I'll be protected because, you know, these are wicking, waterproof wicking gloves.
Yeah.
So when that typhoon comes, I could still use my iPhone.
So chat room, wicking, weatherproof gloves, $49. Interesting key camcorder camera.
$8. Wait a minute, there's somebody sneaking up. Dick, get out of the house. There was somebody sneaking up behind you there.
Oh, okay. Woo.
Dick, yes. That gadget came from inside the house.
Oh, no. My gadget.
You better get out of here. But, Dick, if you leave now, please come back tomorrow because it's Warehouse Friday.
I'll be here.
D-A-I-L-Y. It's the day.